Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. Folks, my brother, Sifu Adam Volpe, brings you his lifelong passion 6 days a week. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. An amazing fusion, Korean style, Hapkido mixed with the Chinese style, Kung Fu. Check it out. Folks, lest we forget, if you're watching online, thank you so much. If you're watching or if you're listening, this episode 145 is about Remembrance Day, about Veterans Day. And I just want to say thank you. I love you all. Fatso Radio@gmail.com. Peace. Lily, take it away.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
our very first podcast show.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Check out VolpeMartialArts.com for more details. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. Check it out. My brother, Sifu Adam, brings you his lifelong passion, skill, and love of the arts, love of community, love of people, and brings it to you 6 days a week. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Folks, this episode of Fatso Radio, I'm going to talk about Remembrance Day. If you're watching online, thank you for watching. If you're just listening, not just listening, but if you're only listening and not watching, thank you as well. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares, the ideas, whatever. You want to be on the show, let me know. FatsoRadio@gmail.com. Tonight, episode number 145, I'm going to talk about Remembrance Day, Veterans Day in the US, Remembrance Day in Canada, and all over the world. I'm sure there are days to remember and, among other things, be grateful and be thankful and to honor the vets and the families of the vets and the people, not just in wars, but specifically the vets is in service, but also people affected, but specifically the veterans, the people who have given their lives, given everything, and the families, people who have lost the people who have given their lives for the ultimate sacrifice. And the ultimate sacrifice is our freedom. It really is. In Canada and the US, I can only speak for as a Canadian. I get sort of what's going on in the US, but I can only speak as a Canadian. And we are so free, and we have been so free in so many aspects of our lives for my whole life. And for many people who are in my same shoes, I'm sure would say the same thing. And this Remembrance Day, as always, I'm so thankful of the men and women who have served. I'm so thankful for everything they've done, and it's hard for me to talk about it without having tears come to my eyes, because it's, as I get older, I just realize how important that sacrifice is and how meaningful that is to let us have any sort of a good life, any sort of a chance to be happy and to be free and to either have a business that you want or to work in a discipline where you're working for, a school board or you're a police officer or you're whatever you are. We have freedoms to make all of those choices and all of those decisions that we want because of the men and women who've given their lives against tyranny in the past. And this Remembrance Day, like yet last Remembrance Day, but this Remembrance Day even more, it's really reminded me, what we're up against, and we're at a crossroads in many ways. And I know that's to be dramatic, but we really are, we're at crossroads many times in our lives, I'm sure, many times in the world's histories. And I think we're at one now, and especially during Remembrance Day, and especially during, like I said, Veterans Day in the US, this makes me realize what craziness is going on. And I appreciate everybody who's served. And I know anybody who I know that have served they value the freedom and they understand the freedom. And I think for a lot of people who haven't served, and I haven't served, so I don't know exactly, but my thought around this is that I think for a lot of people who haven't served and for a lot of people who are young, especially young, when you're young, and I can only say this because I felt this way when I was young. I can honestly say I felt this way, but when you're younger, oftentimes you think, well, people just choose to do stupid things, and I don't know why they do things. You know, people choose to be whatever, any kind of profession in the world you can put, whether it's a good profession or not. Just when you're young, you don't really understand why people do a lot of things. And it doesn't mean that you're going to know when you're older, or you're going to understand the world when you're older. But when you're young, you have more of a tendency to not understand. Why? Because you're young and you're learning. And you'd be foolish to expect yourself to know everything, right? And that's why adults don't think children know everything, unless at least they never did before. You know, this generation, sometimes I see parents really promoting their kids or patting their kids on the back for something that's absolutely basic that they should be super proficient at, and they're not. But anyway, that's another episode altogether. But this reminds me of how important the freedoms, or how important these lives, these people's lives, and these people's actions, and all of the people who have served, how important it is. And it breaks my heart sometimes to think now how easily the majority of us are completely okay with us losing a lot of our liberties, a lot of our freedoms. And you can say what you want about us not losing our freedoms. If you're going to tell me that, well, Carl, you're not losing your freedom just because you can't go to a restaurant without being vaccinated. Yeah, that restaurant owner has to ask me for a vaccine paper. If I'm not vaccinated, that restaurant owner can't let me in. You don't think I've lost some freedom? It's crazy. So that, not to mention, I'm pretty sure the wars that have been fought, World War I, World War II, have been fought against things like having to carry papers. And they've sworn after these wars, countries got together and signed treaties. I think the Nuremberg Treaty, or something around that. But basically, the idea is that to never separate people, to never make people carry papers, to never separate people based on gender or religion or sex or medical issues, or just medical decisions even, and never to experiment again. And whether you think this is experiment or not, maybe you think this is a justified experiment, that's one thing. But to make it mandatory, 100% breaks the ethics of it, in my opinion, and many, many other people. So this reminds me of, especially during Remembrance Day and Veterans Day, again, this time of year, but always I'm thinking about it, but especially this time of year, because it bothers me how many people just forget what we were told, what we were taught in school, why these wars were fought. And you may say that, well, there's no tyrant like World War II, and there's no Hitler right now, and we're not fighting that. So, okay, well, it's not just World War II. And it wasn't just the one element of Hitler. It was what Hitler was trying to do and what he did do, right? And how the progress of something small may seem arbitrary, may seem like you're losing a little bit of freedom. But when that escalates, it gets to a point where complete control is the end game. For a lot of tyrants, further than any tyrant, right? And I'm not saying Biden's a tyrant. I'm not saying Trudeau's a tyrant. Maybe they are. But I'm just saying it's a slippery slope. People have said this in the past, and I've said this in the past. It's very, very similar. The things that are going on today are absolutely similar to what went on early, early Nazi Germany, right? The idea of separating people slowly, making people kind of question each other, the idea that the Jews were unclean and disease ridden, absolutely crazy nonsense. Not to mention the fact that our freedoms are being, you know, taken away or threatened or just completely ignored. But the fact that the society is, and also the society is being literally divided. And you could not plan something better than this. We thought the race wars were crazy, and the race wars are crazy. And I think racism is crazy, but I think the government makes it worse in a lot of times. I really do. And the media completely makes it worse. But I think this is something that divides people, and it doesn't have to divide us. This is a war in many senses. There are people saying it, and I say it as well. This is a war. This could be World War III. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to talk about COVID and the vaccines 1 second, and then we'll go back to just general freedoms. But the fact that if you're vaccinated, you're protected against COVID, but you're not protected against an unvaccinated person is crazy. That's it. It's crazy. If something will protect you against a virus, but not an unvaccinated person, what is it? And it, not to mention, it doesn't 100% protect you from the virus, but what it does do, it definitely puts an opportunity to separate you against, between, separate you from an unvaccinated person. That's the scary thing. That's the virus that scares me. And that's the virus that kills freedom. The virus of control and separation, the virus of fear. That's what it is. We're fighting fear. We're fighting fear, and I hope you're fighting it. If you're not fighting it, then you're probably afraid. And I understand. I understand because I'm afraid as well. But I'm more afraid of what they're trying to do than I am of the virus. I'm even more afraid of what they're trying to do and what the end, not even say their end goal, or their, but a potentiality of what could happen. The end situation that can happen if we let control, if we let our freedoms be eroded and we let them take control over and over. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm certainly not afraid of COVID. Give me a second here to talk about this. We've been around COVID supposedly since late 2019, right? December, maybe. Some people say November. Some people say January 2020. I don't know. It's almost 2022. It's November 12th, 2021. Basically 2 years ago, the virus came about magically. Who knows how it came about? We're not going to investigate it. Why? Because then we'd have to uncover some things that we don't want to hear about and we don't want to talk about, but it doesn't matter. So for 2 years, our freedoms have been, they've been taken away slowly, right? Locked down at time to time, from time to time, and then said when to go out, when to not go out. You can only grocery shop this time. You can only do this. Over time, the mandates and the lockdowns became ridiculous, right? Nobody knew what was going on. So eventually it started, just living with it. I don't think the vaccines brought all the numbers down and made everything okay to open up stores. No. Did masks do that? Masks might have helped, sure. But did lockdowns help? I don't know. Did it go up and down? When people did lockdowns, there were so many states that opened up early, right? Didn't do lockdowns, didn't do mask mandates. They spiked for a minute, then they went back down again. And then it was out of the media completely. Like, we have such a short memory these days in the media, where you can go back and hear what Biden said. You can go back and hear what Trump said. You can go back and hear what Governor DeSantis says. You can go back and hear what Doug Ford says and Justin Trudeau says. And you can go back and hear everybody. But the media is not doing that. Certainly in Canada, I can speak for only, I can speak for the US, I guess, as well, because I see their media. But in Canada, no Canadian mainstream approved, authorized media news agencies are questioning anything. What they're doing, at the very, very most, what they're doing, and not all of them are doing this, but maybe a couple, are interviewing people, citizens who are questioning it, posing them as quacks and nut jobs and just anti everything, right? Because if you're against the government mandate, you're anti. If you're against anything the government is trying to spoon feed us now, you're anti. So no longer can you have political discourse. No longer can you be a healthy dissenter, right? No longer can you just question things, right? And you can't be critical of the government. That's literally the job of the opposition of the government. But you can't do that as a citizen because you'll be called out as an anti-somebody. And that's ridiculous. The other thing about cancel culture, it's another example of this far, in my opinion, a far left. And it's one of the ugliness of politically correctness, I think. And it's not just that, of course, not just political correctness, but it's one of the ugly things about it. But anyway, our freedoms are still under attack and we need to fight for them. And remember today, again, another day to remind me what the ultimate sacrifice so many people did. And I urge you, I don't do this very often, I guess, but I urge you to share this with people you know and people you love and people you trust, and remind them what Remembrance Day is all about. Remind them that, like, we are free today, even if we don't feel as free as we did 2 years ago. We are still much freer today than we could have been if the evil that wasn't stopped, or sorry, the evil that was stopped wasn't stopped. We'd be in much worse shape, and we would have much, we wouldn't be able to enjoy anything that we hold dear. If you imagine what we've lost as far as our freedoms over the last couple of years, it's nothing compared to what we could have lost 50 years ago, sorry, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, and what we can lose again. We can absolutely lose again. And I think one way that we can lose those things is if we are okay with losing what we're losing today. We can't be okay with this. We can't be okay with this. Please share this with somebody you love. Please share this with everybody you love. Happy Remembrance Day. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you so much. If you've served, if you support someone who's served, if you just support the troops, if you, my goodness, I think my idea, my love, my philosophy, or just my support of the troops has come. I've always supported what they've done, but it's so much more these days, and I so appreciate anybody who's ever served. Now, it has nothing to do with what I think of certain wars that were in the last 20 years. Yes, I'm against a lot of actions. That doesn't take away for a second any of our people that have served, anything that the people have served, because they've given potentially their life, the ultimate sacrifice. Hey, what you do for a living, what I do for a living, I don't know. Maybe what you do for a living, you put your life on the line every day. And if you do, I salute you as well. But I don't put my life on the line every day. And that's the ultimate sacrifice, right? When you sign up to go into the military, potentially overseas or even just wherever, you're signing up to put your name on that list. So, you know what? I may have to give up my life for my country. Like, that's huge. And I just want to say thank you again. Thank you every single day. If I don't remember, I am thankful every single day for the country we live in and for the life we live and the freedoms that we have. And it's such a reminder to me, to hold on to these freedoms, hold on to this fight, stay strong, hold the line, folks. If we as regular citizens can do something at all, it's with our voice. It's with our word. It's with the word on the conversation to your neighbor or to your brother, to your sister, to your classmates, the parents at the school, where people you work with, whatever. It's our word. It's all we have. It's all we have. If we can't go to restaurants if you're unvaccinated, but you can listen to my podcast. Thank you for listening to Fatso Radio. This episode of Fatso Radio is not about how to lose weight and how to get in better shape and everything. This episode of Fatso Radio, I'm so thankful. And I want to encourage you to think about it, to really, really think about it. And I don't know. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professional on anything, but just coming from the heart. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Fatso Radio. I support the troops. Thank you all. Peace. Happy Veterans Day. Happy Remembrance Day. I love you all. Fatso Radio. Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, Fatso, our very first podcast show.